Summer has arrived. The Dorado, Tuna, and Wahoo have arrived.
There are sandies, there are non-ed action. I mean, Johan Honeycombs, this is the time to go and get it, right?
The ski boat guys have definitely started getting the game fish popping up, with the Dorados popping up here and there.
It is KZN, there's always something to catch.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, welcome to another Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Welcome to summer, guys. It is absolutely firing on all cylinders, no matter what facet you are fishing in KZN. This week was another absolutely epic one, kicking off from last weekend right through to the week. Yes, we had a bit of a sprinkle on Wednesday, but the next couple days are looking absolutely amazing for some more epic fishing, as we have couple days of northeasterly. The sharks are out to play. The bronze bream are out to play. The Dorado are here. The Wahoo, the Cooter, the Trout, the Bass, the Carp, and the Yellowfish. KZN has it all, and our reporters knows exactly where those hotspots are, and they're going to tell it to us, right? So as always, sit back, relax, turn up the volume, get ready for your KZN fishing report. But before we do, guys, here's a huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. Well, a bit of change of advert for the Kingfisher this week, guys. We do not have our usual slot in clip because it is Black Friday at the Kingfisher. It is going with everything at 20% off. Everything except your Shimano, which you can still get at your 15% off. And of course, bait and those products that are already on special are at net. But apart from that, guys, it's everything 20% off. This is the sale of the year. It's happening at all 7 Kingfisher branches. They cater for everyone. They cater for all facets. Like our advert always says, no matter what you are fishing for, they have it, and they have it at less 20%. So you can find these at the Kingfisher Durban branch in Hunter Street. You can find it at Tackle Center Durban. You can find it at Kloof, Kingfisher Bolito, Kingfisher Salt Rock, and Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg. And if you're listening to this out of town, you can get it online as well. But if you are in KZN and these tackle stores are near you, well, head on down there. It's for 4 days only, from the 28th of November right through to the 1st of December. They open 8 to 5 except for the weekends, where I think they open till about 1 o'clock. Guys, you can get on there. It's going to be an absolute vibe. The Kingfisher has Black Friday. The Kingfisher is Black Friday. So head on down there to get rigged up for what we have in store for you. Now, speaking of what we have in store for you, it is the KZN Fishing Report. It's the Angler News Fishing Report. Let's get into it. Let's kick it off where all the action usually is, where the action has been for the last, 13, 15, 17, 19 weeks. Guys, the South Coast, it is absolutely rocking. It's been rocking for a while, and it continues. It's the purple patch, and Adam is going to tell us more about it.
I hope that all the anglers out there have been having screaming reels and tight lines this last week. So we are definitely in the summer phase down on the South Coast, with the sandies starting to show themselves, which is very exciting news for most of us non-ed fishermen. And also, we're still getting some really good game fish with the Cobb and Garrick around, the smaller kingies. Our rivers are producing some nice fish, and rock fishing has been really good, with Eckhart getting himself some lovely sized bronzies recently. So things have been excitingly good down here. We're still getting the odd big out of season shad, which the guys are putting back, which is nice to see. And the ski boat guys have definitely started getting the game fish popping up, with the Dorados popping up here and there, and just really exciting fish around at the moment. There's nothing really crazy to say that it's not going to stay this way. Hopefully the weather will continue being good for us, and we should see some more and more fish coming out. Now, there's some notable catches. We've got Ivan down in Port Edward getting himself a gorgeous sandy. We've got the Walden brothers getting themselves in the non-ed mix as well, with sandies and skates. We've also had some hammers pop up at Orange Rocks from Puven. And again, like I mentioned earlier, we've got Eckhart with some gorgeous bream. So yeah, things have definitely been good down here. In terms of the freshwater side, the dams have been a little bit quiet, where there haven't been big sized bass popping up, but the carp have still been on the bites. As we know, it's a fairly regular fish to catch down on the South Coast, with Hugo always getting them. So very nice to see that, guys. Well done to all the anglers that have got some awesome fish. And yeah, I would say if you guys are heading down to the coast, I would definitely bring an assortment of tackle. I wouldn't just go with one setup. You definitely want to try bring some scratching setups, and also maybe a non-ed setup with you, and definitely a plethora of baits, because pretty much most of the baits are working down here for boats sort of
species, eds and non-eds. So I wouldn't just, you know, bring one rod. I'd probably bring everything and the kitchen sink as well, Vinesh. But otherwise, everyone, I hope you have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. What a start, my bud. Yes, you are absolutely right. We need to carry everything, everything including the kitchen sink, because you've got such a variety of species down there on the South Coast. Now, staying in the South Coast, we are with Don, where I am glad to report his report from last week wasn't 100% accurate, but he was accurate in saying we've got to be prepared for anything. And yes, he was prepared. And although the conditions, the forecast weren't looking in favor for him, it actually really worked out. So guys, here is Don Solomon reporting with the Divers Report.
Yeah, so it was actually a very good weekend. Lots of diving, clean water away from the big rivers. There were some good reports of Garrick and Cape Yellowtail. In fact, quite a bit of game fish activity. Very clean water out in the deeper sort of line. Strong north-south current. So it also brought in the warm water. Yeah, it was a good weekend for the game fish guys. Just surprised you got to be ready all the time for the opportunities. However, there's been a lot of rain in the Midlands and the big rivers are absolutely flowing chocolate brown. Not too hectic, but it's very dirty. It's just starting to blow north and south now. It depends which way the wind blows. Yeah, the sea's still flat. So we'll see what happens. There's some more rain and some strong wind on the way. It's probably just going to mix this dirty water up. It's not looking good. If the strong current stays around, we could be surprised again with some clean water. Looking ahead, yeah, Saturday and Sunday is looking okay-ish and also a bit of rain forecast. But yeah, there is a wind gap for the weekend. That's me, Don Solomon, signing out for the Hibiscus and the Water Club for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Don. What a pleasant surprise. Yes, you have got to be ready for anything. And with all that game fish that came out, I'm so glad you were prepared. So this weekend is looking pretty favorable. Yeah, Friday is looking a bit iffy. However, Saturday and Sunday with those northeasterly winds, it is looking pretty awesome. And Ray Thompson is going to tell us a lot more about that as we move closer to Durban. We are talking about those areas from Pennington down to Warner Beach and everything in between.
Okay, further north, Hibernian, Stabell, that area, there were quite a few hammerheads caught. The water was a lot cleaner in the Stabell area. Quite a few hammers came out and the odd bronze bream. Pennington all the way through to Scottsboro was reasonably quiet this weekend. Bar a few small sand sharks that came out. And of course, there are still a few brusher around. Warners, however, on the weekend threw some lovely fish. So there were quite a few honeycombs hooked and unfortunately quite a few lost. That whole Warners and Yawney area did produce a lot of good inedible fish. And the bronze bream are still at Heart Attack Hill all the way through the bluff area. There's been quite a few bronze bream. Enjoy your day. This is Ray Thompson for Angler News South Africa.
Great stuff, Ray. Thank you so much for that. Now let's get into the freshwater side where it is firing on all four facets. Jan is going to tell us more about it before we get into the North Coast and rounding off with Durban, where the basin is absolutely firing. The basin, Addington, and all the surrounding areas around Durban. Just hang 10 for that. We will be back soon, straight after our report from Jan.
Hey there, guys. With the 30-plus temperature, summer cranked itself up a good couple of notches last week, and we went from swimming in the previous rains to sweating this last week. And then again, another proper storm to break the heat, and we went back to swimming. Between the heat and the return of the rains, it's kept the various anglers off the waters, and with only just a hardy few venturing out into what is now the mudlands. So you know that summer is here when you can't quite tell the color of the vehicles on the road. So the rivers are back up again, and just a few intrepid Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers made it out on the lower Bushman's River, and coming to terms with their little brown trout jewels around the 9-inch or 23-centimeter mark. The Moira River beats, however, were up and with some anglers submitting to a blank day. With the rivers up, some NFFC anglers made their way to still waters and were rewarded with their efforts with some solid rainbow trout in the 17 to 19-inch or 43 to 48-centimeter, 19 to 21-inch, 48 to 53-centimeter classes. And another returned reported fish in the solid 21 to 23-inch or 53 to 58-centimeter bracket. Minnow patterns were once again reporting to be producing the goods. On the bass front, word from the waters, both Midmar and Albert Falls are still producing some good numbers of fish. Carp are still active on the surface scum lines at Albert, and the pupkoyas are getting stuck into the fish at Midmar. There are also reports of good tilapia, both redbreast and mozams at Albert Falls, and bluegill at Midmar. But The Fishing Hole of the Week award must go to Sterkfontein. Last week's hot weather made for some excellent fishing at Sturkies, with both small and largemouth yellows coming to hand, and hopper patterns on the surface in all manner of shapes and sizes, foams and naturals is what the fish were after. Guys, don't forget that this week sees the annual Kingfisher Black Friday sale, so do stop in at Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice. This is Jan Korbel reporting for Kingfisher Maritzburg for Angler News South Africa from the Midlands.
Thank you so much, Jan. Yes, we did have a mixed bag of weather conditions. And you know what? We had a mixed bag of fish. I'm not complaining. It worked out absolutely perfectly. And you know what? If those weather conditions are not right for us, it is KZN. There's always something to catch. Go and try your hand in the fresh water. Go to Sterkfontein. It is absolutely happening right now. And staying with areas that are happening right now, well, hey, you know what? The whole of KZN has been happening. But I tell you what, if you want non-ed action, head north. I spoke to Savika earlier today and he told me, Vinesh, it is non-eds happening all week long. Honeys, grays, diamonds, it's all coming out. There are sand sharks coming out. If you're heading right up north, everywhere from Tugela right up to Richards Bay, St. Lucia, there are sandies, there are non-ed action. I mean, you want honeycombs, this is the time to go and get it, right? Now, on top of that, if you are looking for some offshore action, it's been Dorado for days, guys. I mean, in the later half of last week, since our last report, there has been a fair amount of tuna. But thereafter, the entire week, it's been Dorado, Dorado, Dorado. The chicken of the sea. It is here and it is here in abundance. Now, let's get back down to Durban where it's closer to home. And we've got Mike V to tell us exactly what's going on. And he is followed with the offshore report by Brad Krobler.
Yeah, the weekend was very nice. I've got a lot of sandies, some honeycombs, some diamonds, some grays, all in the mix. One or two lovely backfin were hooked. Some were landed, some were lost. As with that thing, it's a win-lose situation. In the mix of that were some lovely grunters, some lovely stumpies. The oaks did get quite a few good edibles, eh? But yeah, the oaks had hunted bronze bream, rock cod, those sort of things, traveled far north and far south, and they got their fish that they were looking for. Cob gone a little bit quiet, but if you hunt for it, you will get it. Paddle skis and ski boat side, good couple of snooks still around, good cooter, dorados have started, one or two marlin and sailies have been hooked, some hooked and lost, but most of them hooked and landed, brought to the side of the boats. The guys fishing on the bottoms have been getting their fair share. So yeah, that's all warming up. As soon as the sea settles down again, I think the boat guys will do very well. In the bay, the guys were getting some lovely grunter. The kingies have started, spring have started. So that's also something to look forward to. Still a good couple of cob around. Some stumpies in the bay, which is nice to see. I saw a picture of one, must have been about 3 kilos, I'd say. So yeah, everything seems to be starting to warm up. Let this bad weather pass us, and I think we'll be in the game. Thanks, guys. This is Michael for ANSA News.
Starts off with in the shallows. Yeah, the guys, there's been quite a few snook off the Blue Lagoon area. The guys are getting in ranges between 5 and 6, all in there. 3 to 4 kilogram range. On the bottom fishing side, there's still some really good slingers, soldiers, rock rod, and some heelback at night. And it gets the exciting part of the nature. Yeah, guys, summer has arrived. The Dorado, tuna, and wahoo have arrived. The water temperature sitting at a lovely 23, 24 degrees. Lovely purple blue out there in the deep. If you really want to have some fun, yeah, get out to the real deep, especially off the Schlange area there. There's been some really good catches. This is Brad for Angling News South Africa. And guys, I'll speak to you all next week.
Ah, thank you, Mike and Brad. What a way to round off the show. Summer is here. It is here in full bloom. The non-ed say it, the Dorado say it, the wahoo, the water temperature, the conditions, the freshwater species. Guys, it is, there's no way we can miss a fish right now. This is what we waited for. I mean, we had our winter spell. It was amazing. We had a slight dip with all those windy conditions going on for about 3 weeks, but we are back and we are back with a vengeance. KZN is back and KZN will have bending rods and screaming reels this weekend. So until I speak to you next week.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.